jide jamba jowo ndo ega lo jowa la da men nam ya to ma san de jum den da la da do la do do jowo 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 jin je la do la ma dum bo jum den de de jin ja ba da jum ba yang da ba do ya san ya ba ja wa cha ja do a ri ba la su do dam ba da wa ra ja ba ji ne jam ba ji wo ndo ega lo jowa la da men nam ya to ma san de jum den da la da do la do do jowo jowo jin je la do Lama dhumbha jumdende dhishin chabhanda chumbha yangda pandhubhya sanye Panyava chachyandhu adhubhadan chadhu dhammandhavra shabhashidhenge Chivandhivya khalon juva ladan minim jetun bhasangye jumdende Chadhoro chudhu chabhu chivu chinchenadhu Khanche ganyin zho chidhamche sachyandhe lakumbha dhumbha nanganye jirindhin na chuchesun Teche kepa gyola chasala namda kunga chudu su sangwa yeshi enja su seje lumbwa na taba jitin sumna lame. Kumbho chunye gyola chasala sidon dawa timen daveja sidon dawa gyola chasala. Yudandu ya chila sipa sumna jinyame kyuchin gyola chasala kumbho tuji eche tenpa tamji kimbe tonpa wo sumna yundi enja su si tishin shala. Tabenda ya taba gyu kewe nga sumle tushin chiyo yudan chujyo wa shiju gyola. Tane tuwe layante laba tala ratu ne shingye tamba yun tenji gitu layante suna tato kwe chao chao. Tipa chiya me che shing gewa pusum tsoba che rangke singye yung sum tine sangye tamba yun. Kamara re mame da juma su wa chuwa da milam lo da jun tawa. Dweje chunam te tarao da. Sunam diye tamche siva yi. Yine kumadana chunje tata katanda chiva la dweje siva sari anto anto wara yi chua katana. Kala chiva na chunga 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 chunga. Aka samarada chasangara samata adamka tikata parakata parasangata Pava kuncho sumdekaya tembe chir dhava kujo shiva Adho shiva kujo suha kire tanda kujo shiva dhamma yindavi kundan Tumpa dhuji prasangata dhaji te jangta dhele Good afternoon Yeah, before I'm going to recite the meditation prayer that which contains the essence of the whole path to enlightenment, the graduate path to enlightenment, the Lamrim prayer. In the past, when the meditation course was done, under the sheet, you know, and the roof sheet and the bamboo wall round, and with the simple cloth covered. So when it was ascetic course, ascetic, renounced ascetic course, meditation course style renounced. Anyway, when it was primitive, or primitive renounced, maybe altogether. So primitive, so I had to be renounced. Anyway, so that time, when there was a very important topic happening, and the airplane passes, big noises, it makes big noises. So you see, sometimes you see irritated. You know? When big noises, you know, during the when it was very important point, talking about very important point, then suddenly big noise, suddenly must be, you know, big noise, Anyway, maybe I have to do strike to the pilots. Anyway, I'm joking. I'm joking. Anyway. So
I think it is a miracle. But this time, small one. And it is a really miracle. Great miracle, the miracle. To say, open our mind in this life, open our heart, mind, you see. Not having a closed mind, very fixed mind, closed mind, you see. Old concept, or culture, whatever. You see, mind. See, not being like storm. See, iron or something. See, very closed. Which doesn't give any opportunity. Not like that, and open mind, see. Looking for new means for better life, or however, you see, making research or analyzing, checking, even at least you allow yourself to check, analyze, rather closed, you see, with old mind or concept or culture, whatever it is. For a new method. At least give an opportunity to analyze. Anyway, the methods to achieve happiness, peace. Particularly in Buddhism, you see. Particularly the Buddha, the way of studying Buddhism, the way of learning, the way it is explained is about analyzing. Not just saying that, you see, and not just mere faith. That's the revealing Buddhism, what is sutra or tantra. Everything has a logic, valid reasons. Every practice has a valid reasons. A deeper way to understand through analysis and through realizations. Through analysis and realizations. Deeper way to understand Buddhism. So, when I arrived in Boston, in America, United States when I arrived in Boston City. The person who was driving a car as one student who is a director of the Wisdom publication at the present time, not the one who actually started the Dr. Nick, Australian doctor, who was a monk for quite some time, who was asked by Lamaji to start the Wisdom, the Dharma, produce Dharma books. So the present one, Tim, so he was driving a car. So where he lives, so Boston City. So when I say, it's very surprising. This person, there are, I don't know how many millions of people there in Boston. How many millions of people are there in Boston? I have an idea. Probably, I don't know. Maybe a few million, I'm not sure. So, from, you see, big city like that, you know, well-developed, well, materially well-developed city. You see, so much. And from these millions of people, this one person came all the way from, you know, this city. This one person came all the way to Nepal, to Kapan. Think of it, I think. Very surprising. And all the way from this big city. Yeah. Came all the way. This one person came all the way from there to Nepal, to Kapan, to Pumaski. It's very, so when you compare, anyway, you know, the cultural, how about the material development, however, if you, you know, compare all that, among those millions of people, this person came all the way. So what decides that? What is it that decides that? This person, one person, come all so far to here, to Kapan. Anyway, so one of the things that was very interesting, very interesting. I see that very interesting point of life. Very interesting. And quite some time ago, many years ago, when I was in Sydney, when I went to Australia first time with the Lama in Australia, I think after the 4th course, is it right? After the famous 6th course, after the very famous 6th meditation course, there was an unforgettable. Many people who attended that, I think there were 300 at the beginning. What made it very famous is that that's the course where there, one of the course where there's most number of people. I think I spent, I'm not sure, 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks, on the subject 8 worldly dharmas. Eight worldly dharmas. And then suffering, of course. No doubt. In the suffering, anyway, 8 worldly dharma and 8 worldly dharma. Of course, that's the cause, then the sufferings, the problem, what manifests out from what it, you know, creates. So anyway, so that's what it made famous. So they, I think they were Christian. They were, there was one, there was a Christian group in that course. So I think one Christian group came. I think probably most of them, I think maybe left, I think probably. And then you go down Kathmandu and used to gather in the restaurant. The group gather in the restaurant and a few come back after some time. Something like that. So after that, students who attended fourth and third course, Dr. Nick and a few, few original Australian students who attended those early courses, so they invited Lama and myself in Australia to do course there. So when I was in Sydney, I thought it's amazing. You know, amazing. you see, same reason. Such a, you know, such a, is highly developed, has a material developed, you see, country and their, you know, way of thinking, culture. Something about it, you know. See? Totally something, see? And then able to wake up, able to open mind towards, to learn Buddhism and to learn so and his practice in to find interest in Buddhism. It's amazing. It's a miracle. It's amazing. I thought. So while I was looking around, you know, I mean, not everybody, but just those you see who say meet Buddhism, say those who come to meet Buddhism from their side, you know, and you see, learn, experiment, you see, and just amazing. It's miracle thought. That the mind can be opened, that the mind can from that society, from such in the society like that. Whereas East like India or whatever, in such these countries where you see, put, say, the environment or say, for say, hundreds of years, the Buddhism has been say flourishing or say, practice or say, environment. You know, you open the eye, what you see is temples, the holy objects, stupas, and so forth. Even by looking, open the eye, looking around, you know, even physically. So, however, even the environment like that, in the, that see. So, it's not surprising to, I mean, such Tibet like that, you see, to people to learn Buddhism is not, that's, not so much surprising. I mean, in see, if you compare the West, you know, there's not surprising. There's not nothing surprising. It is surprising, but you know, comparing to that, you know, to the West, to the West people, it's not surprising. You know? So that, however, so anyway, this is. went to learn Buddhism, and if you want to practice meditation, if you that is contained in Buddhism. So this is opening a door. This is opening a door, giving freedom to yourself, releasing yourself from the prison of wrong concepts, prison of delusions, prison of sufferings, giving freedom to yourself. It's opening a door for liberation, door to liberation. Door to liberation, that which is free forever from the entire suffering of samsara. And not only that, the great liberation, the full enlightenment. It's opening the door also to especially when you hear bodhicitta, the ultimate good heart benefiting for other sentient beings. Opening the door, directing your life, or opening the door towards the full enlightenment and to achieve that. And to be able to accomplish the extensive benefit towards the sentient beings, to liberate the numberless sentient beings and bring them in the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. When you meditate, when you start to meditate, generating compassion towards every single sentient beings without exception, without discrimination, without exception, to every suffering, every sentient beings. When you meditate, when you start to meditate, to generate compassion towards every living beings. So when you start to learn the great compassion and practice. So that's the door towards that. The benefit, like limited sky, benefit, as able to accomplish the benefit, like limited sky towards this. Towards sentient beings. How you are? So now, so what I'm going to say is that the meditation, what we're going to learn, that we're going to learn, that will bring change for better, that will bring change in our life, change for better. And however, in short, just did, of course, the minute when you meditate, it brings calm, peace in your heart. It tranquils your mind. Because meditation is like medicine, the antidote to the disturbing, obscuring emotional thoughts, the negative emotional thoughts. So therefore, the disturbing, the emotion, the delusions, the negative emotional thoughts, the, you know, when the rises, affect what you get to your mental continuum is the disturbances. It's opposite to peace. So the meditation, which is a transforming your mind, you know, into, say, renunciation, or in other words, content. See, the mind, making the mind satisfied from the dissatisfied, painful attachment. And transforming the mind into patience from the painful mind, anger. Yeah. And as well as wisdom from, see, the awakening. Meditation which makes the mind awaken. However, the wisdom, from the ignorance. Transform the mind into good heart. The happy, peaceful, fulfilling. The good heart which gives you, which makes your life, which makes you to feel, you know, fulfillment. Besides peace, fulfillment, you see, makes you to see your life meaningful, worthwhile. So, into this positive mind, then from self, self-cherishing thought. So, anyway. So, yeah, so that the, these are the real meditation. And this is what we should practice. Such is meditation, what we should practice in our life. So what I was going to say is, we should not be satisfied, by doing breathing meditation or something, you know, by paying attention in that I'm walking, you know, or something, you see. you see, by doing some concentration that it immediately, you see, calms down the mind or brings some peace. Like, you see, you work very hard, you know, and then stop doing the work and, taking rest. Or when you feel very hot, you go into the shed and have some comfort, you see. Kind of similar like that. So should not be satisfied just that. Something that quiet the mind, you know. Makes the mind quiet, you know, quiet. From the noisy mind, you kind of quiet. See, you should not be satisfied. Should not be just. Life is not just life. Our precious human life is not just for that. What I'm saying is, our precious human life is not just for that. We say should not be satisfied just with this. If there's no ignorance rising, then there wouldn't be anger. The sicknesses of the chronic disease of the mind, the attachment, the painful mind, the attachment, these things, or you see, won't rise, you know. one rise. So therefore, we need to eliminate the ignorance from where all this disturbing emotional thoughts, all those other root and branches, the negative emotional thoughts, the delusions, from where they rise, from where they are born. So we should attempt to eliminate the ignorance. We should attempt to make it impossible to rise. To that, we must attempt to eliminate the negative imprint seed left on the mental continuum. We must attempt to seize that completely. That's what we should do. That's what we should do. If we don't want suffering, if we do not want problems, then that's what we should do. Now, if there's no ignorance, the mind unknowing, what is I? What is mind? The ultimate nature of the I, ultimate nature of the mind. Mind which is unknowing. That ignorance. So, without that, there's nothing that will create death. Death. See that? We don't want even to hear the name of death. In the West. Recent years, then people say, more wake up to learn about death, to help other people dying, and also to learn about death, and to make people also to know your death, learn about this death, which is, which includes your death, learning about it. And then during meditation practice, making yourself prepared for death. When death comes, what to do? When the enemy comes, they make you ready to defeat, to overcome the enemy. So like that, when they see, making preparation, making yourself prepared for that. However, to not experience death, making preparation to be free from death, to overcome death, then even that doesn't happen in this life. Didn't achieve that level of path where you can overcome death in this life. But the next thing is that, even when you experience death, it makes you very happy. Even when death comes, you haven't overcome or you didn't make it yet free from death, but you see yourself prepared that through meditation practice, you see what Buddha has taught, and that much better life. much easier to practice, much easier, where you can complete the path to enlightenment. There where you can become enlightened, such as Pure Land of Buddha. Or you see, take better birth, more healthy body, you know, then in the right environment, where there's all the support or conditions to practice, and then you see continuity, continue to develop your mind in the spiritual path, and you see have so, however, like that, to go from happiness to happiness to liberation or to enlightenment, from a life to life, that, that, that. So. So therefore, no fear. You have clear, you have a very clear direction. You know where you're going. You have a clear direction, confidence. You know where you're going. So, no fear. It's just, you know. So the death for that person. Just change, just like changing dress. You leave the old dress and you wear new dress. New fashion, the new fashion. at least no fear, you know. Confidence, you see. No fear with confidence, full confidence that you won't reincarnate in those suffering realms. Hell, hunger, ghost, animal, those realms. So, however, you see, even when death comes, even when you experience, through meditation practice, however, making mind more and more positive, sincere, good-hearted, by developing thought of benefiting others. However, so even when the death comes, even when you experience death, the end of the life, happy death. Happy death. Not scared of death. Happy death. So however, what I'm trying to say, the essence is that here, so shouldn't be just satisfied, you know, some short-term peace, short-term quiet mind or peace or something like that. See, the precious human life shouldn't spend just for that. Of course, that's not the real meaning of life. That's not the real purpose of living. Why we have taken this precious human birth this time? This much, just that. However, the real meaning of life. To clarify that is not even is ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness, the liberation that is free forever from whole entire suffering of samsara. Of course, that's so essential to it, so important to achieve that, to attain that, you know, by ceasing the delusion karma, you see. But still, to achieve that ultimate happiness, such that is a great piece of liberation for oneself. You see, to achieve that for oneself, even that is not the real meaning of life. Even its ultimate happiness. You see, achieving that for oneself, even that's not the real meaning of life. The real meaning of life, the real purpose of living, that is making one's own life useful for others, making one's own life useful for others in terms of things. To benefit other sentient beings. So, as I normally mention, as I normally introduce this way, so regards benefiting others, yes, one should make one's own life useful to others, to other living beings. In other words, benefiting others. So there's a benefiting others, causing happiness to others, causing happiness of this life towards others. That is one. Of course, that is short-term happiness. What you're causing to others is short-term happiness. So now, then more important benefit service to other sentient beings, that is, causing happiness of all the coming future lives to others. You are causing them, you see, happiness in all their future lives. But you see, for future one, just this life, comfort is causing comfort for them, see, so problems for that, giving shelter, food, clothing, whatever, you see, solving this life problem, you see, that causing happiness this life. The second one is causing happiness. Of the future lives to others, all coming future lives, happiness to others. So that, so you can see. Now this service is much more important. You know, this, you see, all the coming future lives, so many lifetimes, all those causing happiness to others, you see. So now, more important service to others than this, as I was mentioned before. More important service than the second one, that is it. By ceasing, you see, the delusion, the disturbing emotional thought, and actions motivated by that, you see, the karma. So by ceasing completely, the cause of the suffering which is within them, then liberate them forever, see, make them free forever from all the entire suffering, all the problems, you see, make them impossible to experience again. So the total liberation, causing them to achieve total liberation. Now, for this one, how that one is so urgent, that service to others, how that is so urgent, you can see that. Without removing the cause of suffering which is within them, if you don't do that, you know, they will continue to suffer. Whatever other method you do, you see, they will experience the problem again and again. You know, whatever externally done, as long as the cause of suffering which is within them, you see, the disturbing emotional thoughts, karma, the negative imprint which is on their mental continuum, if they are not removed, they will experience suffering endlessly. The same problem will end, or starvation, or whatever sickness is, whatever, again, which causes that. So therefore, what is that? This service to others, to seize the cause of suffering which is within them, you see, to seize this. So that's all what about why Dharma is so important. Why practice Dharma? Why meditate? Why so important is that? See, here we're thinking helping others. Of course, that includes yourself. You know. Importance to be free from suffering. To practice Dharma, to seize the cause of suffering. To seize the cause of suffering. How that is so urgent. So that's what I'm saying. You see, before, my talk went here and there like this. But anyway, kind of water running all over, all over the field. Anyway, but what I was trying to say before was that, you see, this is important. Is it so important? You see, must say, not just for some time anger, attachment arising, that's not enough. The ignorance must be eliminated from where those other emotional thoughts come that makes you unhappy or however brings all the problems. To make it impossible to arise, forever, negative imprint seed should be completely eliminated. No external means can do that. No external means. Doctors by operating, by cutting the body and by operating. They cannot see the mind. Even by cutting the body, they cannot see the mind anyway. In the first place, anyway. So how through operation can take away the negative imprint, the seed, that which gives rise to towards the delusion, and you see whatever the karma, and then create suffering. Through operation with the machines or cannot remove the delusion. However, so only that, therefore, the means to that is only Dharma, nothing else. Then the wisdom, particular the wisdom realizing emptiness. By developing that, then you see wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Then that is what. Then you see directly, then remove the imprint of the delusion and such the ignorance that which is as a seed. Natural imprint. So only this can directly can see that. So you see, to realize emptiness, ultimate nature, is so essential. Now you can see how utmost important that is in the life, in our life, to meditate on that. Otherwise, impossible. How How you can liberate yourself from suffering? How you can liberate others from suffering? Impossible. No way. So, then, then now, even the fourth one, see, is the most important service to others in the beings. That is, then you see, to cease even the, see, bring them in peerless happiness, full enlightenment, that by ceasing even the subtle negative imprint, you see, left by the ignorance. The wrong concept, simultaneous born, such as this wrong concept, simultaneous born, the grasping mind, the concept, you see, while there's no I, in the body, on the association of body and mind, while there's no I, while you cannot find, or while there's no I in this body, or on the association of body and mind base, grasping, strongly holding that there's other. So, so this, you know, that you're born with it, for, say, for that from beginning as a rebirth. See. So anyway, so the such this wrong concept, the negative, subtle negative imprint left by this delusion, by ceasing this, by ceasing completely even this, then you see, in that way, then bring the sentient beings into peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. Oh, so what is translated, I say, sometimes translated fully awakened state. However, so that is bring the state that cessation of all the mistakes of mind, gross and subtle, then in the completion of all the realizations, so to bring the sentient beings in that. So that is the great, that is the among the service, the fourth one is the most important one. So in regards making your life useful to others, you see, purpose of our living, why we have this, taking this extremely precious human body, for what? Why we live? Why we live for? Why we try to be alive? What for? Why we survive? Why we spend so much? Why we spend so much money? You know, to survive. You see, why say provide so many, so much say conditions for the, you know, to be alive, to survive. What for? This. Why we say, take medicine, take operations, you know, take medicine, time to have long life, healthy life. What for? What for healthy life? For this to obviously to benefit others. So again, you see, what is it that path, the dharma, the path, what ceases even that subtle negative imprint is on by the wisdom directly. But anyway, wisdom realized in this, maybe a simple that. What is it that the dharma of power is directly sees that wisdom realized in this emptiness. So. So with practicing dharma, exercising path method alone, without wisdom cannot remove the delusion, the cause of the delusion, seed, and even the subtle negative imprint cannot be. Whatever other realization you have cannot, without wisdom realizing emptiness. Whatever greater realization, other realization you have, cannot, without having wisdom directly. Remove the delusion, including the negative imprint, without wisdom. Still quite. I think it's time, I think. Time is time. So, sorry, I just mumbled. went on and on. Yes, good heart, of course. You know, you see, it's very important, loving kindness, compassion, daily life is extremely important. You see, we have to make, cause of suffering, delusion, you see, never able to rise. We have to do that. Otherwise, we die reborn. You see, we experience the all the sufferings of the sixth realm, on and on, no end.